Call Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Senators Donnelly, Mackey, and Lehman are present. Today we are going to hear Senate Bill 107, which is abolishing the Tourism Marketing Council and creating the new Millennium Plan. Hi, Senator Lehman and Donnelly, I've got a sponsor statement in there. First of all, the bill is sponsored by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee. I've got a sponsor statement in there. If you would prefer, we can just not have that. It's available if you want to read it, and we'll move into public testimony. We do have people from industry, from the administration, and on teleconference to testify. So if not, there's no dire need to do that, we'll move on to the public testimony. First of all, I'll call on Ken Dole from AVA to offer testimony about the bill. While Ken's coming up, go ahead and have a seat. For the interest of the committee, we've been working, my office has been working with AVA and with the Department of Commerce to try to come up with a solution that will work to be able to implement the new Millennium Plan. The bill is a little different from the version that was around last year, and there were some issues the Department of Commerce had with the bill, and as of today, we've been able to work those all out, so I don't anticipate there's going to be much problem anymore now with the version. We will be offering for the committee's consideration a few amendments here later on. So we'll go right to, we have a lot of people to testify. We'll start with Ken Dole.
Thank you, Senator Mackey. Senators, I appreciate the opportunity to testify. I can be very brief. We, after much negotiation with the administration, I think we have come to a compromise, or we have agreed on a compromise that to move this bill forward. We look forward to the consolidation of the marketing, and I think what it can do for the state and the and our ability to bring some private dollars to the table. And we will continue to work with you to see this thing to its finish.
Ken, can you just briefly describe how the marketing entity will work and the contribution from the industry? I know for some time a good portion of the legislature has indicated a desire for the industry to step up to the plate and to begin paying for some of the marketing and find a way to improve on marketing. So can you just kind of in a nutshell just give an example of how this will work?
Well, obviously the goal of the program was to bring all marketing together, and that's the continued goal. Funding based on the legislation currently proposed would be initially that 30% of the dollars would come from the private sector, and over a three-year period that would be raised to 60% of the money coming from the private sector. And we would attempt to create a marketing program that would be in excess of $10 million and hopefully would continue to grow after that third year.
Okay, so as of right now, where the state's paying about $6 million in general fund to the tourism marketing, the various programs, that would be, over a few years, would be stepped down to a $4 million, and the industry would step up from zero up to $6 million.
We would hope to have that three-year transition period so we can really get a jump start on increasing the budgets, and yes, you're exactly accurate. The existing budget over the three-year term would be reduced to the $4 million in the current plan.
Okay. One of the concerns that I have is a concern that's been expressed to me by many of the small CVBs, in particular Skagway, has some real concerns about the formula that would be used, and as well as Kodiak and Haines, a couple other communities, small communities that are in my district, actually. And it appears to me that they have some legitimate concern about, in Skagway, it's kind of a really unique type of a situation. And what I've explained to them, that it was not our intent to legislate formulas, that it was incumbent upon the industry to work together to try to find a formula that would be fair so that all people who benefit from tourism could pay. And it appears that there, in my personal opinion, that there's still quite a bit of work that needs to be done there. Can you give me any comfort factor that the formula is not etched in concrete and that the association, as it will now be known, will work with this, some of the communities that, that are affected to come up with a formula. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, as you know, the funding formula isn't in the legislation, so obviously it isn't set in concrete. The new organization will be the one adopting the funding formula. So actually we have to get the organization formed, and we have to get the funding formula established. Specifically, though, to that issue, we have been working on this for a couple years, and it's going to, you know, flesh itself out over several more years. But the reality is we're spending this afternoon at our AVA board meeting working on specifically that issue. What we have received back from the Association of CVBs is that they would like their funding to be more based on a pay-to-play type program, hopefully still trying to get up to the same level of funding, which would be, I think, the association's goal. The reality is we're going to have funding commitments based on the percentages that are in the legislation, so we're going to have to come up with the money. But there is no doubt that unless we are all in this together and we can raise that amount of money, we're not going to have a program. So, yes, we are more than committed to not only working with the CVB's DMOs, but the Chambers of Commerce, the city councils. It's going to take everybody to sign off, and we got to get that, that commitment. And, yes, we are working hard at it.
Okay, because I'm just real concerned that when I get letters from communities, small communities, that indicate that there's no way that they're going to participate and play, I have a concern about that, and you know, just wanted to hear some assurance that you're going to continue to
just work. Add to that a little bit. We have been involved in trying to get as much public comment as possible, and in the last month we've been actually, we went out to another 6,000 surveys. We've gotten about a little over 5% return on that. We were in the middle of that process when we got the information from Skagway, and we sort of treated it as a response to the survey, and we should have actually reacted at it as a separate issue and probably could have been a little more proactive, but we will be proactive.
So the process would that there would be a board of directors that would be elected from within the industry and bylaws and so forth, and then that board would be charged with the responsibility of coming up with the actual formula that will
exactly work. And in fact, we're $25 is what we're is the initial membership fee. We want everybody to be an initial member so we get good. And I think we've set it up with I think we've set the board up well as far as representation from around the state, and there is no priorities, one vote, one business license, that type of thing. So it's going to be, I think, a very representative form in its infancy, and then it will evolve by the people who end up on the board.
And one final question. AVA is supportive of the amendments that will be offered here shortly to meet some of the concerns of the Department of Commerce, and that has all been worked out?
That's correct. We have voted on those amendments, and they received concurrence.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from committee? Senator Lehman?
I have a couple questions. First is on the step from 30% to 60% by the qualified trade organization. It appears to me that it's a one step, 30 to 60. Is it your intent to have this a step or maybe a line function in the year 2001, so it goes like 30, 45, 60, or is it 30 for 2 years and then 60?
That is what we were hoping for, was the 30 to 60, so that we have the capability to increase in year two. We could take the majority of the private dollars and actually increase the program. But our goal would be to in fact up our contributions then, but we are worried about running into a situation where we just can't meet the match that quickly. So we'd like the 2 years to get in the third year get to the 60%.
Well, I'm just trying to think ahead to next year because we're gonna have some goals we have to meet this year in terms of our budget. Next year we will too, and if that you know that element can help us get there, it will it'd be maybe $1 million. Could be as much as that. So might want to look at that. About
that. My understanding is what we're and I still need to get with the finance committee to on how we're going to deal with it. I assume that it'll be included in the fiscal note of this bill, and we'll remove it from the Department of Commerce's budget, which provides more incentive for the bill to pass, I guess you could say. And my understanding would be looking at about $5 million, and then $4.5 million, and then $4 million. that
we'd certainly appreciate as much as we can possibly get. But in our, Tina, in our formula, I'd have to defer to Tina.
The, Mr. Chairman, the other question I have in Section 4, under purpose, we're apparently deleting existing purposes 2 through 8 and leaving only the existing or former, what will be the former purpose number 1. And included among those that are deleted are ensure that the economic benefits to be derived from tourism in the state are retained in the state to the greatest extent possible. Number 3, ensure that a maximum number of residents of the state are employed in the tourism industry, et cetera. I just would like to know why those other purposes are proposed to be repealed.
The amendment that will be proposed will address putting some of those purposes back in, and I'll probably be defer to Jenny Fay to address that, but there was the same issues, and I think they've been addressed.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Okay, any other questions? Senator Donnelly, anything on? No? Thank you. Commissioner, can you? Commissioner Sedgwick?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Debbie Sedgwick, and I'm the Commissioner of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. I'm delighted to come before you today with the industry in concurrence of the committee substitute, which we will present. We have ironed out our difficulties. I think that we have all worked hard in compromising and agreeing that we've got something here that works for the industry, that creates the dollars that we need for tourism marketing in Alaska, and satisfies the broader public goals of the state of Alaska. So I, an incredible amount of people have worked very hard on this, and with from the industry and from the department as well. And I'm very happy that we're in agreement now, and we have a proposal here that I think makes sense and will work.
Okay. Senator Lehman?
When are we going to have a chance to see the agreement?
What's
on its way?
We have it here, and it's not, it hasn't been put together in our form as a CS, but it does, the agreement was reached today, and we didn't have time to have it drafted, but it does indicate throughout the changes that would be made.
Through the chair, Senator Lehman, we were working basically from early this morning, days in past and early this morning, in order to recognizing that this was very important to the state and to the industry, and we wanted to be able to come forward with something that was acceptable to all sides, that we could live with, that we could present to you. Specifically, the question that you asked, Ken, about the goals and objectives that were part of the statutes for the Division of Tourism are included again in this new committee substitute. So I think that concern has been addressed.
One thing I'd point out, Senator Lehman, this is drafted to the House bill, as the companion bill, Representative Terrio's bill, was heard last night, and this was drafted to the House bill, so we'll try to address it as a conceptual, as a committee substitute, and then we'll have our drafters redraft it for us.
I'm not that familiar with the House bill. Is it fairly similar?
Yeah, it's identical to the one I introduced as well. Commissioner, can you speak just briefly? First of all, for the committee's information, Senator Pierce and I met with both the industry and with Department of Commerce, I think it was, a couple weeks ago now, and indicated that unless they could get it together and come together and find something that everyone could support, that the whole marketing plan as we know it and function stood to be eliminated in light of budget cuts and everything else. So I do appreciate, Commissioner, your efforts to work with the industry and industry's efforts to try to come together on something, because I can guarantee you, in light of budget reductions and the budget scenario that we're facing, tourism marketing is a huge target. And so if we do come out with the legislation that can build consensus within the legislature, there's a good chance we have to do this. And so without that effort and so forth, I think we would have been probably in some trouble.
Well, Mr. Chair, we appreciate your engagement in all of this. As is typical in these kind of situations, it's the administration and the legislature and industry working together that makes something happen. And in this case, that's exactly what happened here. We're very happy that we're coming together today.
And I can tell you, in particular, that many members of the Senate and certainly of my caucus were extremely frustrated and irritated over what happened with this whole thing last year. And so that added to a lot of frustration and aggravation, I guess, and created the necessity for you all to come together. Any other questions? Did you have anything specific, or do you want to come back to that once you've had a chance to look at it on questions?
I can see what they've done.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Next, I'd like to call on Steve Benke from Huerta. Steve, I know you have a number of members out there of your organization that were probably not aware of some of the changes that have been made. Is that
That's correct.
That would be good timing to have you come up right away.
Well, I'll maybe I can help out a little bit in moving things along here. I am Steve Benke, and I'm Executive Director of the Alaska Wilderness Recreation Tourism Association. I've only had a couple of minutes to look at this, at these amendments, and I think first I'll just let you folks know who ARTA is. We're a trade association, represent about 300 small businesses, small tourism operators around the state. Range from probably our biggest member is a small cruise line company that has about 7 ships in the state. Our smallest members are bed and breakfasts and kind of one person shows scattered around the state and everything in between. We've been following this this issue pretty closely and over the last 2 years and have expressed a series of concerns about the approach that Alaska Business Association has used in developing this the New Millennium Plan, but we've sort of been willing to come along on most of it. The amendments that have been proposed developed today appear to me, based on a couple minutes look, to address about one-third of our concerns with the bill. Those deal mostly with the concerns we had about flexibility in the plan and the role of the Division of Tourism, the role of the state in overseeing the contract. And those concerns seem to be pretty well addressed by this. The other two-thirds, I'm not so sure about. One of those issues, really, we feel that really there has to be legislation that addresses the structure of the organization and helps make that more specific, because otherwise the thing probably isn't going to work. It's going to be very difficult to get the support from the CVBs and from our business members without more assurance about what the thing's really going to look like. I know that's difficult to put into legislation, but I think that there are some sideboards that could be identified, and we're in the process of developing some recommendations that we'll be happy to pass along to you about that. The other major concern is that we are increasingly convinced that this really is a house of cards, that it weakens instead of strengthening funding for tourism at a time when the state really ought to be, and all of us, I mean the state as well as the private partners, ought to be putting a lot more into marketing, particularly to independent travelers that bring the most benefits to the state. And this is an economic development issue, and it's one of the places where the state really can play a major role, unlike a lot of things that folks do around here to try and promote economic development. This is one that where money can make a difference. And as we've listened to people and heard the concerns of our members, we're increasingly convinced that the funding mechanism isn't going to work, and that I'm hearing from a lot of our members that they think that the issue of taxation should be at least considered and addressed. And otherwise, we're all missing a big opportunity. So those are my comments. And I think there are some, like I say, there are probably some folks out there on the teleconference who haven't been party to any of this, and so they may be working on the older bill. So you may be hearing some things that are maybe a little bit different than what I'm telling you, but that's my cut at it. So thanks for the chance to testify.
Do you have any specific suggestions how to try to accomplish? I know that,
you know, a lot of times we try to stay out of micromanaging, especially private industry type organizations.
Right.
And that's why I haven't entertained the thought of trying to legislate organizations or their composition or
writing
formulas or other types of things, because I really think it's incumbent upon the industry to, for all of you, which in you know, includes me. I'm in the industry as well. I mean, to all come together and come up with something that will work to be able to have a $10 million marketing program versus one that, as of right now, could easily go away. To me, it's that's a huge task, as you've indicated, but I don't see any other way to do that. So, I mean, and short of having some sort of a suggestion as to how we can do that without offending private industry by trying to micromanage them, you know, I haven't been inclined to want to go that route. So I'd be interested in any suggestions you might have.
Well, I have an observation and a suggestion. I guess one thing is, I think there's a pretty wide range of views about how privatized this kind of a plan really is. I mean, it's really a public private partnership, and that means the public has to have a pretty significant say in how the money is used. I mean, if you're talking about state money, and I think that there's certainly a lot of my members who believe that the only things that have worked in tourism marketing the last few years have been things that the State Division of Tourism and the state itself have helped put together that address their concerns and needs. They haven't been very impressed with the existing entities. They feel that they've basically favored particular types of, you know, types of companies and particular types of visitors at the expense of small Alaska businesses. It may or may not be the case, but it's a very strong perception out there among my members and a lot of other small tourism operators around the state. And so I think you've got to go away. I mean, I think the industry has to go a pretty long ways to convince people that this kind of a plan can work. It basically looks to people like it's the same folks who were running the show before and having to share some power now saying we're the ones that can do it right, and so trust us, we'll come up with a good plan. To be fair, the Alaska Business Association has tried to bring along a lot of folks on this, but the tourism industry it's a lot like commercial fishermen. I mean, it's people fractured all over the place. You know, they got a huge range of interests and involvement and things, and so it's a hard job. I appreciate the effort that AVA has put into it, but it's still not there in terms of having that kind of broad base of support for this kind of approach. So I do have some more specific suggestions. I think that in the ideal world, this stuff would get negotiated out as a private-public partnership with some legislation that does put some sideboards on how it operates. I know that there are other considerations, so maybe that isn't possible. But I still think we would like to submit some more specific suggestions on how.
Well, I certainly would welcome that, and I would hope that AVA would also, and really the only way this thing is going to work is for everybody to be able to feel that they can play in order to pay.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly going to take this proposal back to my board and to my members and help them understand and we'll convey back our views.
I appreciate that. Just a couple quick comments. Your comments were well received in terms of how the state needs to play through the Department of Commerce and Division of Tourism, play an active role in making sure, I mean, I've heard, you know, let's make sure the little guy doesn't get left out or this one segment, say the highway group, or the, you know, there's all these different factions. Department of Commerce has been real strong about that, and you can see some of the changes that are going to be that are proposed to be to make some of those changes actually have direct involvement in the negotiating of those contracts and what those components are, and that is the state's interest through there. And actually, they go farther even than I, you know, wanted to go. But in order for everybody to come together here, we all got to give something up. And your other comment was well received, that the industry is so diverse and there's so many different organizations. Realistically, to have everybody agree to something is probably not going to be possible. So at some point in time, you do the best you can and go with whatever you can, you know. So I would certainly appreciate getting some comments back from you as to where you think we ought to go. Okay. Senator Lehman?
Steve, in your comments, you alluded to the adoption of a tax. What type, were you thinking of a tax on the tourism industry, or what were you?
Well, I think it's probably a little premature. I think that Senator Elton has tossed out one idea, and I'm starting to hear a lot of feedback from folks about that idea. And in the past, where not many of my members or others in the industry would have talked about the idea, I'm starting to hear people say, you know, gee whiz, there must be some way that this could work, and it would be a better deal, and it would raise more money for marketing. And so I don't have a proposal, don't have a solution, but I just think it seems to me that it ought to be on the table, and we ought to be able to see what, you know, what the return would be if, you know, if people were willing to, if the industry were willing to tax itself and raise some funds that way. So I guess that would be a recommendation. I would like to see you folks suggest that, so, you know, that people look into what the options there really are for a tax that would make sense, and who would benefit and who would pay and so forth.
Senator Lehman. Okay. Thank you, Steve, for
being
here. That's all I had signed up here. Dave, if you could pass this around in case anyone else wanted to sign up to testify here in Juneau. I'll go quickly through the teleconference network. We'll first go to Fairbanks. Carol Kaza, I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah, you got it right. Okay. I'd like to make comments today wearing two hats. First, speaking as Vice President of ARDA on behalf of our President Kirk Hessel, who's out of the state, and then second, as an individual small tourism business owner. Speaking on behalf of ARDA, I'd like to, I guess, elaborate some of the things that Steve Behnke just touched on, talking about the process involved in creating this new Millennium Plan, AVA's plan. I know that AVA considers they did a good, thorough job of involving people in the plan, but from my experience, both as a small business owner and an ARDA board member, my perspective is very different. The biggest problem here is that AVA doesn't by any means represent or speak for the entire tourism industry, but at the same time, they've undertaken this goal of designing a new destination marketing plan that affects literally every single tourism business in the state, but without effectively involving that whole spectrum in designing this plan from the beginning. The first time the ARDA board was notified of the plan was after it was designed and was in the process of being sold to others. We had major concerns from the plan at the beginning, as Steve pointed out, primarily with the fact that it would be eliminating Division of Tourism's value and role and would consolidate, primarily that it would consolidate power into the hands of a marketing organization that has not been doing a good job of representing small business concerns today. After extended dialogues initiated by our president, he was finally invited to be a formal member of the transition team. And he did this with the expressed intent of working to integrate ARDA's concerns into the plan. From the beginning, he said that ARDA was not supporting the plan as it was written, and if ARDA's concerns weren't addressed, ARDA would work to block this. Then, after hours and hours of talking and working with the transition team, AVA went ahead and wrote a bill that intentionally excluded all of ARDA's concerns. And as I just got news today, too, a few of them, I was glad to get Steve's assessment because I have no way of gauging sitting here since I haven't been part of this process that's been going on. this morning, it sounds like, as I'll take Steve's assessment, a third of them have been put back in, but by no means all of them. So that's why I'm here today, and I think a number of other ARTA board members and individual members. And that said, I'd like to take off my ARTA board member hat and put on my small business owner hat, because I have a number of significant concerns as a business owner. I own a wilderness guiding business in the Brooks Range. I've been running it with my husband for 20 years. And first of all, I want to say I'm strongly in support of creating a better, more effective, and reliable system for doing destination tourism marketing. To give you an example of why this is important to me, my business primarily advertises on the internet now. I was just cruising. I don't spend a lot of time on the web. I was doing that recently and started tuning in to how potential customers might find my business. They have to first find the larger targeted site that hosts my business, and then they have to choose Alaska from a choice of literally dozens of countries around the world, not to mention other states, before they might even get to my business's website. So we need really effective destination marketing to entice those travelers to select Alaska as one of their top search choices. But the reason I don't support this bill and why there's a conflict over it is that, as Bob Dininger pointed out yesterday in his comments, there isn't the money available like there was in the 70s to truly promote Alaska on a really wide scale. So what's being described as generic advertising intended to benefit all segments of the tourism industry isn't happening. There isn't the money there to truly saturate the market. So instead, decisions are being made on which segments to target, which publications, which age groups, and so on. And so far, my business and a lot of other small businesses feel like the marketing slant has been heavily focused to serve cruise ships and other forms of mass package tourism. They've been very effective in that. Most people outside automatically associate Alaska with taking a cruise, but that kind of association doesn't do a thing for businesses like mine, who are trying to attract independent, adventure-minded travelers who are just going to skip over Alaska in their internet searches and hit the button for Nepal or Africa. And the problem that with this bill is that the issue is control. Who controls those marketing decisions and for what purposes? I have a hard time believing that an organization as solid and established as ABA is going to be truly dismantled. And a lot of this comes from the process that's been going on, where we've been effectively kept out of the process of discussing how things that affect us immensely. I don't see any changes really happening this. When your questions about how to build this into the legislation, as Steve said, exactly what this new organization would look like, who would be making these marketing decisions, has great importance to us. And it's sort of like putting the fox in charge of guarding the hen house. I mean, small businesses haven't been effectively represented within ABA and the Tourism Marketing Council. And I think I personally would not feel offended by the state stepping in, or legislators stepping in, to help make sure that the legislation addresses the specific structure of the organization. That would do a lot to alleviate my concerns about this. And I'm concerned, as Steve expressed, I'm highly concerned about the funding mechanism for this. I've heard this from everyone who's spoken so far, that if everyone doesn't support this, it's not going to work. And there's already high levels of disengagement and distrust with ABA's current marketing strategies. And consolidating and amplifying their power will only further alienate small businesses. I don't believe there's enough industry support now to sustain this plan, either because a lot of businesses won't feel their interests will be served by marketing decisions, or my bigger concern is that a lot of them will figure they'll get a free ride whether they pay or not. I think more research needs to be made into states or provinces such as Alberta, who've attempted to implement privatization schemes like these with disastrous results. I really want and need an effective destination and marketing campaign for my business, so I want to see a funding mechanism that will succeed. Those are the reasons I interested in Senator Elton's SB 122, looking at a broad-based tax to support marketing. I'm also concerned, well, now I guess, see, it's hard being here not knowing what other additions and amendments have been made to the other plan. So I guess I'll end my comments here and hope that as this goes on, there's more effective processes set up to really allow the full range of businesses to be part of this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Carol, for being online. I'd like to go to Homer next, to Diane McBride.
Yes, hello, this is Diane McBride, and thank you for listening to small business owners. I've been a small business owner involved in the tourism industry now for 30 years here. I'm very concerned about Senate Bill 107 because it appears to be designed not to tax the industry, and I'm worried about checks and balances. I think that I felt a sense of relief when Commissioner Sedgwick said that there was agreement and some concurrence had occurred since last night. So excuse my lack of information on what has happened since last night. But I feel that the Division of Tourism and Department of Commerce must be involved in this for checks and balances, and that the state's role in tourism planning and marketing is really important because we have to maximize benefits to Alaskans. And small communities should be concerned about what originally was in Senate Bill 107. I think grassroots small businesses in tourism and independent travelers are extremely important to Alaska's economy. And I'd like to see the Department of Commerce maintain its role in tourism division and to be able to retain an authority to develop new markets and to evaluate the effectiveness and performance of those marketing contracts. I hate to see all of the eggs put into one basket, and then we can't do anything to check and balance it. So it's important that the economic benefits derived from tourism stay in this state, and that there is development and implementation of the tourism program in local communities, that local communities also have their goals and objectives met. I thank you for looking at this very seriously. I was happy to hear AVA say that they would like to be more proactive because I certainly think they need to be. As a small business owner, I am no longer a member of AVA. I used to be in the past. But I have not been totally happy with what has happened tonight. I wonder, what is AVA doing? Is it for the best for small business owners? I've been concerned about that for years. Anyway, thank you for looking at this. I do say I supported Senate Bill 350 last year, which I thought did have a lot of flexibility. I would hope that you might look at that again as a model. And also, funding is a serious problem. I certainly don't see anything wrong with the consideration of what might be called a bed tax. I like Senator Kim Elton's Senate Bill 121-122. I think it's a very fair way to tax the and find funding in our industry. So thank you for listening.
Okay, Diane, thank you for being online. Any comments or questions from committee? If not, we'll go to Kodiak. Juanita Ayers. Juanita, are you online?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Senator Mackey. Senator Mackey and committee members, my name is Juanita Ayers. I work for a Fognak Native Corporation. We have several tourism holdings on the Fognak Island. And while I support the effort to consolidate tourism marketing programs and certainly to increase their effectiveness, magnitude, and efficiency, and I also applaud AVA for taking the lead and representing the interests of their membership on these issues, I can't support Senate Bill 107 as presented. and I believe it doesn't reflect some of the compromises that have been hammered out between AVA and other sectors of the industry since the last legislative session. I agree with the previous speaker that certainly Senate Bill 350, as presented last year, was much more representative of industry-wide thoughts and concerns on this issue. And I do have to caution you, because in some of the preliminary comments and from some of the committee members, I kept on hearing that we met with the industry, we talked to the industry told us this. And I think there's, I would just caution you to, because it is such a fragmented industry, to not think that any one organization can truly be representative. Unfortunately, I think that requires a little bit more of you as our representative to make sure that you have broad representation and agreement within a very fragmented industry. I think that the question, the way that it was framed and how the new Millennium Plan was developed, was somewhat limited in scope, because I think AVA and their membership came to the table with certain givens, specifically that there would not be any new taxation on the industry. And I agree that the industry does pay a healthy amount of taxes and fees to state government. However, I think that if given the option that the vast majority of the industry, if faced with losing funding for tourism marketing on a state level or having a tax that would fund it, I think that small businesses would see the validity of that kind of model, because we have many successful models like that in the state. Some of the most successful destination marketing programs in Alaska on a community level are funded by a tax. And I think that the question needs to be reframed to look at how do we develop the most effective tourism development program, not just marketing, but tourism development, that maximizes the benefits and minimizes or mitigates the cost to the citizens of Alaska and collaterally to the state of Alaska. And I think that if we have a thoughtful examination of a question like that, that we would have a far different result from the new Millennium Plan. So I urge you not to advance this bill as is.
Okay, Juanita, I was in Kodiak this last weekend and had a chance to meet with Kodiak CVB about some of these same concerns. I would assume you probably don't have a copy of the CS, the committee substitute, that we have in front of us dealing with some of these changes. Is that correct?
Actually, Jerry, I do. I haven't had a chance to really. I didn't realize that when I sat down that that's what I had in my hand. So I haven't had a chance to really digest some of this information. I'm glad to see that some of the language apparently has been put back in a different form, and that some of the more global public policy issues, such as employment, are going to be represented in this bill.
Okay, thank you. You and other speakers prior to you have indicated that you'd much rather see a tax approached by Senator Elton. I can't sit here and tell you if that, you know, kind of proposal, what's going to happen with that. It was just introduced a few days ago. But if you had a choice between doing nothing and seeing the whole marketing plan go away, or this type of an approach, which would you prefer?
My choices, again, are doing nothing or seeing the marketing program go away.
Right. I mean, this approach through this legislation with the Millennium Plan and going to, you know, the one marketing entity as proposed in this bill, or having or not having consensus and having it go away, which means the legislature just cut out the funding for tourism marketing. You stated opposition to this bill. Would you rather have it go away, or would you rather try to have this bill with some, you know, changes?
Well, I definitely would like to see some changes. I think the state has a role to play, not only in public policy, but also in promotion of tourism. And those are the concerns that I bring to the table. Again, I think some of the changes that have been proposed get us partially there, but I also think that there are many interests that have not been represented in the development of the new Millennium Plan. And again, I think AVA has done a stellar job in representing the interests of their members, but they're not even the largest visitor organization in the state of Alaska, and I think that in terms of representing the interests of the state of Alaska and its citizens and the businesses that derive their livelihoods from tourism, that there are concerns on many issues that are represented in the New Millennium Plan. I have always said that the New Millennium Plan is a very loosely woven social contract with no compelling reason to participate. And there are many things about the funding models that have been presented that there are many communities that could opt not to participate, and there are certainly many private sector businesses that could opt not to participate. And what solution, what options do we have if the private sector fails to generate their portion, their buy-in into the program? This issue about not having any taxes, if you have a pay-to-play program, that increases your operating costs. And all business people know that when you increase your operating costs, that ultimately gets factored into how you price your product. And who pays that price? Your customer. So whether it's a tax or incremental operating costs, eventually our customers all are going to be the ones that are paying the price for this program. And I think essentially what we're arguing about is you know, a funding model.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Juanetta. And for you as well as others that may have not have a had an opportunity to digest some of the changes we're dealing with here, I would certainly welcome you to send through the LAO any comments or suggestions or anything that can help make this process more fair or make necessary changes to garner the kind of support that we need. And if you can take some time to do that, we'd be appreciative and certainly included in the record. We'll next go to Valdez to Nancy Lethko.
Good afternoon, Senator McKay and the rest of the committee. My name is Nancy Lethko. My husband and I have owned and operated Alaska Wilderness Sailing and Kayaking for the past 25 years. We are former members of AVA. We are active members of the Valdez Convention and Visitors Bureau and of the Alaska Wilderness Recreation and Tourism Association. I'd like to respond first to the question that was asked last about a choice between the present legislation and, if that failed, no funding for tourism or Senator Elton's bill. I would prefer Senator Elton's bill at this point. And the reason I say this is because listening to the testimony yesterday from Tina Lindgren, she said something that I thought found very compelling. She said, if you ask the tourism industry to contribute money, then the industry should have the say in the marketing plan, not the state. From the point of view of a small business, that sends up a very large red funding proposal underneath this legislation. Because although small businesses are numerous, we contribute individually very, very much less than one large business. Those large businesses in the past, on the basis of the amount they contribute to a marketing program, have had a much greater say in how, in the development of the marketing plan and how the state's money is spent on marketing. For example, there is a direct marketing program with labels that you can purchase that's put together. We participated in that 1 year because AVA advised us that the reason we weren't getting a good return on our vacation planner ad was because we weren't participating in the direct marketing program. So we purchased in for 1,000 labels. We sent them out. We didn't get any reply, not one reply. So I finally tried to do a follow-up by sending out a letter to people, questionnaire, asking why they didn't reply, and I got back, we never asked to go kayaking or sailing. So I called AVA and asked how they selected the labels that came to us, and they said, well, we didn't have enough kayaking or sailing labels, so we gave you the general ones. That was a huge waste of time and money on our part. So those kind of kinds of marketing programs have not helped the small businesses like us. And it's one of the reasons we are opposed to this legislation. We need to have some type of legislation that is funded in a different manner and that has a different means of selecting a marketing program that is of benefit to the state. And I do wish to applaud you for entering back into the current legislation you have under consideration some of the statements of purpose that were omitted in the bill we were looking at yesterday. My second point is that AVA has made a lot of mileage out of going out to many people in the state and businesses in the state with their Millennium Plan. They did come here to Valdez during our annual meeting and presented the Millennium Plan. Questions from the audience were discouraged in a very rude manner. There was no vote on whether the members of the Valdez Visitors and Convention Bureau accepted or rejected or wanted to see changes in the plan. I believe that ARCA has had the same difficulties. I think for over a year we have been trying to suggest changes that we sent in their last round of soliciting comments on the plan, many comments. And like the town of Skagway, we have had no response. And it's one thing to go out and solicit. It's another thing to pay attention. And I do not think that AVA has been paying attention. They've just thought that soliciting and talking about their program is the same as obtaining a Democratic vote in support of it. Finally, the legislation that was introduced does not resemble the Millennium Plan that was went out for discussion. There are a lot of significant changes in it. One comment that I've heard through these discussions yesterday and today is the question of the state micromanaging a private organization. I would like to say that I am in favor of micromanaging on the part of this Division of Commerce or Department of Commerce or Division of Tourism. I think it's the only way that we're going to see that all segments of the Alaskan tourism industry are represented in the marketing plan and receive a fair share of the budget, and that there is research done to see, to determine the efficacy of the marketing program. In the past, when the marketing plans have been targeted at age groups that are older than the average age of the visitor to the state, they have been aimed at what I would call a generic audience, certainly not the adventure tourism audience, but an audience that's quite different from that. And we need to make sure that there are marketing programs that hit all aspects of the Alaskan, rich Alaskan tourism industry, including hunting guides. I think there is a real problem for hunting and charter fishing guides that there is a reluctance to advertise them. And it may be that they need a special marketing program different from that for the cruise ships. And there may be people who would feel uncomfortable with the state marketing itself as a destination for hunts. But they are an important part of our tourism in Alaska. And there needs to be a program that can market for everyone. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy, for your comments today. We'll come back here. That's it on the teleconference. We'll come back here. Ms. Ferraro. Is it Dorotha?
Dorotha.
Okay. I didn't want to
do
too much damage to it. So Ms. Ferraro, go ahead, ma'am. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me and for the opportunity to just spend a few brief moments. My name is Dorotha Ferraro. I'm the executive director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce. The Homer Chamber of Commerce is a 412-member organization, and we are not government-funded. We are a self-supporting agency. We do receive a $20,000 grant from the city of Homer to purchase ads and do marketing for Homer. But other than that, we're self-supported. I'd like to inform you that the Homer Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors voted to adopt the intent of the bill before you, as well as voted to support the effort of cooperative marketing and a cooperation of the public-private effort. The reason I'm here actually to, I wasn't really planning on testifying, but I wanted to address some concerns and comments that I heard as I walked in the door. Those concerns being some of the response coming from communities, particularly small communities in the state. We have been invited to participate, and we are here participating. I'm representing Homer, and there are several business owners from Homer here with me. We have members from Seward. We have members from Kenai. We do have small communities in the visitor industry in the state represented, and we are participating. We cannot afford to have this not happen. I've had my job for 4.5 years, and it's a good thing that I don't take things personally, because we might think that I'm doing a horrible job marketing the town that I represent, because our visitors has been on the decline over the last several years, and that's because of a decline in marketing the state. Our local marketing dollars aren't large enough to market Homer as a destination. We need a big pot of money to market the state, and then we'll take care of moving them around once they're in here and once they've decided to come to the state. The decline's hurting us all, and the hurt to the small community by not doing something will be far greater than any perceived hurt in the details of how we're doing it. I'd also like to let you know that I think some of what's happening with the, particularly the comments from the teleconference, is simply miscommunication and missed opportunities to educate. If the other small communities are similar to Homer, every time AVA sends me something, I put it in the Homer Chamber of Commerce newsletter and try to spread that word and make it multiply, so that when they're sitting in B&B meetings and association meetings, they're spreading the word and multiplying. And sometimes it doesn't happen naturally, and that might be some of the breakdown or the misperception going on. AVA has worked hard to include small businesses and the communities in the process. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from committee? Okay, thank you for being here today. I missed Todd Beru, or Beru, on the teleconference. He's in Hope. Are you online, Todd? Todd Beru from Hope, are you online?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, try it again.
Yes, I'm online.
We can hear you fine. Go ahead, sir, with your testimony.
Yes, again, my name is Todd Beru from the Community of Hope. We're operators of a small tourism business, myself, my wife, and responsible for the livelihoods of ourselves and certainly several of the folks that are Alaskans that are employed by us. I do realize the budget imperatives that are driving the whole process here, and we certainly appreciate the efforts and a lot of hard work on the part of ABA to come up with some solutions for private enterprise participation in the process. We are members of our business of ABA, as well as a number of other trade organizations within the state and nationally. We have participated in the process of reviewing the new Millennium Plan and its various incarnations, and have carefully considered comments back to ABA concerning how to revise it and to possibly improve on it. I'd have to say in final analysis that I feel somewhat slighted in that some of the comments and many of the concerns that I know shared by myself as well as others have not found themselves in the final plans as they're being presented. I have great concern and hesitation on the part or just given that the entity that's proposed, this Travel and the Tourism Association, is to sort of single-handedly receive and administer and dictate planning for the future, is still quite an amorphous entity. There's really not a great deal of definition as to how that's going to take place. And I realize that things do work out in the detail that it is created. But my greatest hesitation comes from the perception on myself, on part of myself and others, that previous experience with ADA has been that the slant has been greatly and in large part for larger operators and those that are dealing with a very different type of tourism than many reside here and in many ways provide the greatest benefit to the state and to the state's residents. Single entity, I have a great hesitation to think that the volunteer portion of it is going to be something universally embraced. Basically, we were talking about percentages that keep ratcheting up, and that is banked or based on each person in every business fully in the CDBs that elsewhere all coming to the plate and saying that this is a great and wonderful thing. And I don't think that's happening. It's certainly not my impression from part of the process of the division of tourism in the past. It has been a sort of a single source of keeping the playing field level. The state has obviously a great interest in the economic future and keeping one of the most viable industries we have here going and growing. And the division of tourism has been one element that has kept the focus wider spread than it has been possibly with just ADA and organizations that represent. While they may have a wide membership or claim to do so, they basically have certain agendas and represent a core group of the larger or the most active individuals or organizations. I don't think the taxation issue has been fully discussed as an alternative to a single entity that once incarnated is basically what happens for the future. The taxation issue is something that people initially discount because nobody really wants new taxes, but I think on careful consideration, as many people are realizing, that it would be one of the fairest ways for the Division of Tourism or the state itself to derive a greater amount of money from a greater and a wider variety of representatives, and as well as to administer it in a more equitable and neutral fashion. The current process, given that we just were made aware here recently, that these bills before both the Senate and the House are suddenly on the floor or suddenly being discussed, it gives me even greater pause as to the whole process, given that the ADA and the part of the new millennium process has given great word to the fact that we're keeping everyone abreast and we're asking for testimony and submitting and carefully including people's concerns. It seems to me this has all popped up and become an end run, and it even gives me much greater hesitation to think all going to be included for the benefit of everyone, and suddenly things are just happening at a rapid pace. The first version of the bill, I am not privy to what's happened in the amendment since. There may be some key elements that have been included that address some of our concerns, or myself and business as well as other members, but there are a lot of points that still need discussed, I'm certain of that. The issue it comes up down is who controls monies, both private and public, and if it comes down to a single institution after this bill passes, or if it does, then it's really set in stone. The public process is not really being served after that point because it's all heading to a single entity, and it again gives me great pause to think that if that's being modeled on an organization that passed, that many members don't feel served in the entire Alaskan tourism industry. That would just end up aggravating and cementing a situation that is not equitable at this point. I think in looking at examples where in other communities and places, the state of Colorado, the province of Alberta, have tried multiple approaches and have found them to be utter failures. There may be things that can be tinkered with to address certain issues and points, but their experiences on the whole has not been positive in the least. And it bears looking into greater detail at what they found wrong and why. I guess that without having information further as to what the amendments, I don't have much more to add. I would like to certainly see what has been changed, but to address the question that was posed to Juanetta earlier, if the option was to abolish funding entirely or to have a passage of this bill on the creation of a private public entity to administer funds in the future, I would have to say that I would be in opposition to having this pass as opposed to nothing. Nothing would force the issue of taxation, which in my estimation would be a much more equitable way of administering tourism funds and serving the smaller operators and the independent travelers, which really are the backbone of the economic benefit that resides in the state. Thank you for your time.
Okay, Todd, thank you for answering that question, and I do realize that the changes have come together just today, and actually the committee is seeing the changes for the first time today too, so
You know, I'd encourage you as well as others to submit some written comments once you've had an opportunity to review that. And we are running out of time, but I do have a few more people here locally. Dave Karp, do you want to go first? Senator Phillips, did you, were you going to testify today too, or? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dave Karp. I'm the Executive Director of the Alaska Tourism Marketing Council, which, as you probably are aware, is the entity that is currently charged with the design and execution of the generic tourism marketing program. Half of my board of directors is appointed by Governor Knowles, and the other half is appointed by the Alaska Visitors Association. So with that 10 and 10, I've often been characterized over the last couple of years as the child of divorce, as the two sides have been trying to come together on an agreement. Today, that happened, and in large part, that happened because of some testimony that was heard last night and because of the efforts of both Commissioner Sedgwick and her staff, as well as Ken Dole and his staff at the AVA. There has been a tremendous amount of effort put forth, even just in the last 24 hours, in terms of trying to address some of these issues. What I'd like to do is just address a few of the things that I've heard over the teleconference, and with all due respect to everyone who's testified, I know every individual who's spoken to you today, and they're all good people, and they are business owners and who work hard to make a living. I really encourage them and of course you to take a good hard look at this CS. And one of the things that people have to remember about this CS is it is not, the legislation is not supposed to resemble, the legislation is not supposed to be the new Millennium Plan. And that's one thing that a lot of people confuse, is they look for the new Millennium Plan and all the rules of the game and essentially what amount to bylaws and articles of incorporation in statute. And there's a high level of awareness on the part of all the parties that have been involved that there's a lot of work that has to be done yet. And where the rubber meets the road on this agreement, if I could refer you to, I believe it's page 2 of the CS, the second line 14, which is indicative of the amount of work that's been put in on this thing, because literally for hours and up until about an hour or 2 hours ago, we were still working on this, and especially for the people on teleconference. One of the new pieces of language that actually appears twice in the CS, if it's adopted, is the wording, prior to execution, the marketing plan shall be approved by the department. And then it says, it goes on to say, the marketing plan and adds the language shall include essential components identified by the department. So there are some teeth and some controls. And ultimately, what I think folks need to understand is that there's going to be a new organization established, and it's $25 to join. And it's one member, one vote. Ms. Lefko and Valdez is going to have the same voice as Princess Cruises. And I know she finds that hard to believe, but the reality is new bylaws, new articles of incorporation that move in that direction. One member, one vote. I would say it's incumbent upon these people to look at this as an opportunity to assert their position to become more involved in how we market the state. For historical purposes, we've heard a lot about how the program has failed miserably and how it has grown in favor of the cruise line. I've been involved in this industry in the state for about a dozen years, at least full-time. I grew up in Nome. I've seen it from all different angles. And one of the things that's been interesting to listen to is that discussion. In 1970, we had about 75,000 visitors coming to the state of Alaska. 25,000 of those visitors were cruise ship passengers. And I'm using big round numbers here, but in their approximations, but they're pretty darn close. 25,000 of those in 1970 were cruise ship passengers. 50,000 were what we would call independent passengers, independent visitors. In 1988, we had approximately 600,000 visitors to the state, and of that 650,000 visitors, approximately 150,000 of them were cruise ship visitors. Okay. In 1998, we estimate the visitation to be somewhere close to 1.3 million, and cruise ship visitation hovers around the 400,000 mark. So when we talk about the big dark giant of the cruise lines, keep in mind we're talking about a third of the overall visitor traffic to the state. And this in an industry that on its own independently goes out into the national and global marketplace and spends over $30 million creating an image that cruising through Alaska is a good thing to do. And I think in looking at the benefits of the private sector and commerce, We certainly won't begrudge private industry for going out and spending their dollars to promote their product. But it is important to understand. So $25 to join the new organization, one member, one vote, and everything is subject to the successful negotiation of a contract with the Department of Commerce. There will be no marketing plan unless it's signed off by the very entity that is supposed to represent the public interest. There's a lot of teeth in this legislation. Now, and what I'll close with, you know, it's, if I could use the analogy, we're sort of, for the last couple of years, we've been sitting at a fork in the road, and we don't know if we should go left or go right, and we're talking about lots of different options. I'll tell you what's happening, and this comes from purely from a marketing perspective in terms of watching and having watched for the last several years what's going on. We're sitting here and we're idling, and what we're doing is we're running out of gas. We're going to stall. We're losing market share, and I know I don't need to tell you that, but I think I need to remind people of the fact that the more we wait and the more we stall and the more we study, we need to take a left or take a right. And we might be wrong. We might go in the wrong direction. Worst case scenario, we end up back where we started and at least we tried something. We will sit here and idle until this program runs out of gas. Almost, what is it, something in the order of 40% of the other states who are having economic problems are increasing their allocation of public money for tourism marketing. That's not what the industry is asking to do here, or the segment of the industry known as the AVA is asking to do. I think there is broad-based support for this plan, and I really encourage the folks to engage in the process. And I'll close with one observation that I find somewhat ironic. Last night, we sat in the International Trade and Tourism Committee chaired by Representative Phillips. Commissioner Sedgwick spoke very eloquently about her concerns on this piece of legislation. I think that those concerns were noted. I think they were noted by the AVA folks in the room, and I also think and know, based upon the testimony, that Ms. Kazem, Ms. Lesko, Ms. McBride, Mr. Bureau, everybody who testified, for the most part, commended the commissioner on her remarks, said, I couldn't have said it better myself. You've addressed the concerns. In large part, that was the essence of the introductory remarks of almost every single one of the people you've heard from today. Well, we spent several hours between that hearing and this hearing addressing Commissioner Sedgwick's concerns and the administration's concerns. So, again, to those people on teleconference, I really encourage you to look at the CS and the changes in the CS, because the commissioner has now said, I am comfortable with this. This represents good public policy, and it gives small business owners an opportunity. And, again, as an example, I'll refer you to page 4 of the page 3, which defines, oh, hold on just a second, am I looking at that? What page is the definition on? Is it 4? Pardon me just one moment here. There's a section in the legislation which refers to major industry segments, and a contract with major industry segments. Top of the page on page 4.
Yeah, I see it. It's line 27, page 4.
There's an addition there that basically expands that definition to encompass, I believe it's bed and breakfast, wilderness lodges, outdoor guide. I mean, that is directly in response to concerns that were stated, taken through testimony from last night's hearing. So I'll wrap it up with that. I think we're on the cusp of an agreement here, which really does give us an opportunity to move forward to the next stage, which is, again, where the rubber meets the road. And I encourage everyone to engage in the process, and I think we're well on our way. Thank you.
Okay, Dave, just one comment. I appreciate your recognition that if we don't do something here now, tourism marketing as we know it will go away. And I feel fairly comfortable, and Sharon Lehman or Donnelly can back me up on it. I think the Senate is willing to, you know, to take another look at this and to give it our best shot, providing the industry can get it together with the administration. and that we can all read off the same sheet of music. That's what we're trying to accomplish. I'm not going to get into trying to micromanage a private organization and its bylaws and everything else. That needs to happen from within the industry. And the only thing this bill does is enabling legislation to allow for that kind of a contract and a match, and the controls obviously now have been put in place to do that. Other than that, as far as I'm concerned, the industry needs to be, you need to work together and come up with a plan that works. If you don't, sayonara, marketing. That, I mean, I don't put any, and I'm a big supporter of tourism, but that's the level that we've gotten to now and where we're at.
Okay, so we've got two more people left to go. Go ahead, Dave. Bob Bindinger?
I will keep this very brief. Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Chairman and Senators. I'm Bob Bindinger. I'm president of Alaska Travel Adventures, a Juneau-based tour company with operations statewide. I've been in the marketing business of Alaska tourism for 30 years this coming June, 10 of them with the State Tourism Office and 20 with my own company. And I made the comment last night, and I'll make it again today, that our lack of ability or will to adequately fund tourism marketing in the state of Alaska has turned operators against each other. I have seen more bankruptcies, more consolidation, more mergers in Alaska tourism industry in the last two or three years than I've seen in the first 20 years of my career. And it's because we're no longer driving the number of bodies that the industry needs to support itself. We're growing. We're growing in single-digit numbers when all through the 70s and 80s we grew in double-digit numbers. At the same time, our growth rate is declining. The amount of money that's now being dumped into the tourism industry in new operations by native corporations, by people who have moved their resources out of timber, fishing, and mining into tourism as an alternative is phenomenal. We need more money. $10 million isn't going to be enough, but it's the starting point. We've come year after year, hat in hand, begging for more of your money. Finally, the industry is here saying, give us a chance to put more of our money in so that we can get those resources. The tax issue has been brought up a couple times. Most of you have been in the legislature long enough to remember the AVA mantra that we'll pay a tax if you can dedicate it and make it broad-based and spread evenly across the industry. There isn't the will to have a dedicated tourism tax in the state of Alaska. And everybody's honest when there's more than enough to go around. When there are lots of oil money that trust us, that, you know, this tax, we can't dedicate it, but we'll always allocate it to you. I think that it probably held more water then. But everybody has always been fearful of the day that it is now soon to come when there won't be enough oil money to cover all those bases. And if a tax is in place, there is no mechanism that would dedicate that for the next 50 years to tourism marketing. And as people are scrambling to rebuild schools that are crumbling in the state of Alaska, that tax will be vulnerable. Our voluntary contributions will not be. We ask you to give us a chance to get the new Millennium Plan going. It will take work, and Dave Karp's right. We might not get this thing to happen, but we've got a darn good shot at it, and if we fail, we will have failed for ourselves. The last thing I wanted to mention is that I've been in the sales and marketing business long enough to know that you shouldn't go out the door without asking for a strong close. I would ask that you move this bill out of committee, that you use the committee substitute to compromise, and that we get this thing moving through the legislature. Thank you.
Okay. The next person signed up, is it Ellen LeMaster? Is that correct? I don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Senator. I'm a small businessman. My name is Alan LeMaster. I own Gakona Junction Village up in the Copper Valley. We do king salmon fishing. Up until a couple of years ago, I had a thriving hotel, which unfortunately burned to the ground. And in one day, we went from 26 employees down to one. And since then, we've been in the rediscovery process and are beginning to rebuild. I purchased that property in 1983. At that time, the property had been closed for 4 years and had zero income. In the several years that we owned it, we grew from zero to eight times what we did in the first year. I have been a member of the AVA all that time, and I attribute a great deal of what has happened to me and my situation to the efforts that I have made in conjunction with the efforts of the AVA. I have used that organization and its marketing plan to assist me in building a very viable business, and I'm now using that marketing plan to reestablish. Besides the king salmon fishing business that we do and the cabins that we're now reestablishing, we own a Texaco gas station and a grocery store, and I also do brochure distribution for many of the businesses, many of our larger businesses, and many of the small businesses across the state of Alaska and the Yukon on the road system. I have been an integral part of the highway system for a long, long time. And as we have seen the dollars from tourism decline, the highway is the one place that it has hit the hardest. It hit first, and I think we'll probably be the last to recover when and if we put a better plan in use. Because of my very deep concern about good marketing in Alaska, I've kept my ear to the ground on the new Millennium Plan since I first learned how to spell it some 3 or 4 years ago, and have attended all the meetings I possibly could, and I am in full support of that plan. I've heard some of my friends in tourism today on the teleconference talk about Senator Elton's bill, which concerns me a great deal, and basically five areas. The board structure itself, as laid out in that plan, would be appointed by the governor and couldn't be anybody in the state, and there's no restrictions. That scares me a little. I think the taxation plan as laid out in that bill is discriminatory and doesn't really cover the bases, to say nothing of the fact that we in the industry are placed with the burden of taxing our industry with a hope and prayer that government will give us back what is our fair share. And whereas that may happen now and in the future, there may become a day with the lack of dollars available that we seem to be seeing now, that those dollars won't always be given back. Dedicated funding taxation is just not in the picture now, and it hasn't been up to now, and until we see some kind of a constitutional amendment, I don't see how it can happen. We are being asked in that bill to trust me. I'll do the best I can for you. And we heard that this morning in our meeting, and yet there's no guarantees from the state. The state is wanting guarantees from us, but we're hearing none from them in Senator Elton's bill. And, of course, nobody has addressed the point of cost of administration of bills such as that. So with all of those things in mind, and with the tremendous amount of effort that's been put forth by this industry and by the administration's office, and by the tremendous work that you people have done in your various offices over the last 2 or 3 years, getting us to the point that we have come to today, I think that I have got to ask for your support and ask that you pass this on to committee so that we can get this through the House, because somebody just before me made the point, and I absolutely agree, I believe you agree, that if we don't get this through today, and we get bogged down into arguments on other bills, tomorrow soon, there won't be any money for tourism. And frankly, my business can't afford that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for traveling a long way today to be here. That's all that I have signed up for public testimony today. We are out of time. I would like to have a motion to adopt the CS.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt this markup of HB 136 and just change it over to be our CS for SB 107.
Okay. Is there objection? Hearing none. The CS is adopted. What's the wish of the committee on the bill?
Mr. Chairman, I'm just going to reiterate my comment they made earlier that I'd like to see a multi-step increase from 30% to 60% instead of one big step after 2 years, and it'd be my intent that when we deal with this in the Finance Committee with the fiscal note that it would incorporate that. Otherwise, I would offer an amendment to make that happen, but I'm not going to move that we that the Labor and Commerce Committee report the bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, bill's moved from committee. We are adjourned.